With the liturgy of this evening, the vigil of Palm Sunday, we begin to celebrate in a most wonderful way, in a solemn way, the most important, the most sacred week of the whole liturgical life of the Church. For with the entrance of Jesus, King of Israel, into Jerusalem, and all the events that have been summarized in the reading of the Passion, the Last Supper, and of course, the death of Christ on the cross on Good Friday, and which will culminate next Saturday night with the great resurrection of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. He indeed claimed to be the Son of God. He never denied it. And he, as the Son of God, who became the Son of the Immaculate Virgin Mary at the Incarnation, a feast which we just celebrated a few days ago, now becomes the God-man who rises from the dead and will ascend into heaven and begin to open the way for us if we follow him, if we obey him. And so these days are most important. They are sacred days on which we need to observe as much silence and prayer as possible, to perform as much penance as possible, and particularly to attend Mass every day if possible, and the sacred liturgies of the sacred Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Easter Vigil. And today also is the first Saturday of the month of April. Yesterday was the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Today we have united ourselves with her, and in this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, it is possible for us to obtain a plenary indulgence according to the custom of the law, in order to release us from purgatory, if that is God's will and if we fulfill it to perfection. And so today, I invite everyone to do what you need to do, to pray the rosary, to meditate for at least 15 minutes on the mysteries of the rosary, and to receive Holy Communion, and if possible, confession. Today, many in this morning have been here, and we had the joyful occasion of receiving 3 new children into our parish, into the church, officially and permanently. 3 young adults who have been preparing to become Catholics for months now. And now they are fully Catholic. They will make their first Holy Communion at the High Mass on Easter Sunday. And we look forward to them to have this first taste of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ in the Eucharist, which we do not appreciate enough or honor enough or worship with enough reverence. And so today is a happy day for our parish. But at the same time, it is the beginning of a week of prayer, a week of suffering, for we unite ourselves to the suffering of Jesus and Mary, and a week of great sorrow as we mourn the price of our salvation, that Christ has come to shed his blood, to give his life for our sins, and that we need to make reparation for our sins so that we may be enjoined with him in the glory of his resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.